What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's start with the Celtics, who have now moved to an odds-on favorite to win the Eastern Conference at minus 105. So essentially, JVT, as you're looking at it, it's Boston versus the field in the Eastern Conference. So Milwaukee is at plus 290 as DraftKings odds. Philly, 10-1. Knicks, 10-1. Heat, 10-1. Cavs, 12-1. And then it gets much longer after that. I'm not saying this is an overreaction to what we saw yesterday, but it does feel a bit like they win by 42 or 52 points against the Golden State Warriors, and now they're minus 105 on March 4th to win the Eastern Conference.
You mean a 52-point win against a Western Conference opponent shouldn't make you a odds-on favorite to win the Eastern Conference? I mean, what are you talking about here? Look, at the end of the day, regular season games are not meaningless. The margin by which you win them, though, is meaningless, right? That win does not make you more probable as a champion to win the Eastern Conference. And so, yes, like, this is an overreaction. Should the Celtics be favored in the East? Absolutely. They are the best team in the Eastern Conference. But on Monday, March 4th, to say that the most probable outcome, more than 50%, right around there, is the Boston Celtics to win the Eastern Conference when you still have Milwaukee, of course, which has started to turn things around, has won and covered every single one of the games coming out of the All-Star break. Philadelphia is going to get Joel Embiid back at some point. The Knicks are going to get healthy, right? Mitchell Robinson and Julius Randle and OG Anunoby all still banged up. Now Jalen Brunson. You still have the Cleveland Cavaliers have been very inconsistent. Donovan Mitchell has not been in the lineup consistently themselves. And don't look now, but the Miami Heat are starting to play better basketball as well. So I don't think that the Celtics should be odds-on favorites. Should they be favored? Absolutely. They are the best team in the Eastern Conference. But to this degree, if you're telling me field or Boston, I mean, statistically, mathematically, give me the field if we're talking about laying a small price for the Celtics to win the East.
So Circa Sports, where we sit right now, offers a two-way market. So right now, the two-way market at Circa, the Celtics to win the Eastern Conference, minus 125. For them not to win the Eastern Conference is minus 105. Would you bet the Celtics no minus 105?
I would, but I would also, at that price, just in a vacuum, would you bet that yes? Having said that, I wouldn't, only because there's a chance that they continue to rip off wins. You know what I mean? Like, they're still going to be a team that, as they move forward, is going to be able to build on this winning streak.
So you think, and I think this is a really good point to bring up, barring injury, which obviously changes anything, everything. Absolutely. But from March 4th to the end of April, when the playoffs start, you don't really foresee anything to change, and those odds might even get shorter as we get closer.
So, like, here's the thing. So, like, for example, tomorrow they play on the road against Cleveland. What's to say they don't go out there against Cleveland, which, by the way, Donovan Mitchell, I think it was just reported, he got an injection in his knee, so he's still not going to play. So you get another lopsided victory before Thursday you go out to Denver. Like, if they go out and smoke Cleveland, it's going to be pretty interesting to see what the market does, if anything, after a result like that against an Eastern Conference opponent. And then maybe the high water mark is then going in and betting no before they go to Denver, which is a game that they could lose. But here's the catch for that. After that, they're on a West Coast trip. Phoenix, Portland, Utah, Phoenix again, Washington, Detroit. Like, you play a lot of bad teams if you're Boston coming up here. So it behooves you, even if they lose to Denver, you're talking about taking on some of the worst teams in the NBA over the course of a majority of your next, like, 5 to 10 games. You could really rack up a lot of wins all the way up until the end of March. Because we're talking about opponents, Washington, Detroit twice, Atlanta twice, Chicago. Those are all teams you could beat the crap out of if you're Boston. And theoretically, if you go through the stretch, lose one, two games, then all of a sudden you're looking at a team that could be even shorter to win the Eastern Conference.
So, JVT, over the weekend in the Western Conference, yesterday we saw the Clippers beat the Timberwolves on the road 89-88. We saw the Thunder in a pretty impressive performance, again, from Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I know, water is wet. 118-100 in Phoenix. And then on Saturday night, we saw the night that LeBron James got to 40,000 points. The Denver Nuggets came back and took care of business and won 124-114. Also on Saturday night, the Suns lost again. They lost to the Houston Rockets. So, biggest takeaway, at least from the Western Conference, in your eyes from this weekend, where it felt like a lot of big-time games unfolded there.
Yeah, I don't think there's really anything crazy to take away from it. I think if you zoom out a little bit and go a little bit past the weekend, like just what we've seen post-All-Star break, is that it does seem that Denver is starting to take this a little bit more serious and is starting to kind of get into the groove of going for a top seed. They've won six straight. I believe they've covered five of those games. They look like they're absolutely turning on all cylinders now. Jamal Murray did sprain the ankle, so we'll see what he's like. But you're in the midst now, if you're Denver, of a four-game home stretch where you get Phoenix, Boston, Utah, and Toronto. This is where you're going to start to make some noise. But I do think that out of all of this, I know we had the odds to win the Western Conference one seed. Denver is going to be very live to win this one seed because
+125.
Yeah, right, like they've got a strong, of course, home court. They're playing good basketball. They've got the best player in the NBA. They look like a team that's kind of primed here to take their best shot and win this thing.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.